I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend. Where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowland. I'm back in the saddle again.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
La, la, la.
And buy most anything, anything but love.
True love, true love.
Gold can buy anything but love. The dream of my heart, she refused me. She treated me loveless and cold. The last word she said when I left her, you'll never win me with gold.
Love, 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 you can't buy love.
Gold can buy most anything, anything but love.
True love, true love, gold can buy anything but love.
Believe me, I know what I'm saying. There's no greater riches than love. And no man can buy true affection, because that's a gift from above.
Love, 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 you can't buy love.
Gold can buy most anything, anything but love.
True love.
Welcome to Melody Ranch.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune ten times ten. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining, be a silver lining
back of every cloud you see.
Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrow. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
May you walk with sunlight shining, and the bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see.
Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again.
quit.
Okay. Now, just a minute, bub. Simmer down there.
Simmer down nothing. Unless I get a raise, you can just find yourself another boy. And that's final. F-Y-N-U-L, final.
So you want a raise. Look, Buttram, in case you don't know it, the government has frozen all wages. Which means that if I raise your salary, I'd be breaking the law. Now, pal, you wouldn't want me to break the law, would you?
Heck no, I wouldn't want you to break the law, but just give me enough to fracture it a little bit.
Now, look, bud, will you please answer just one question for me?
Okay.
What happens to your money anyway?
Well, I don't know how much time we got, but... you really want to know?
Yeah, I really want to know.
Okay, it's women that keeps me broke, Mr. Artery.
I knew that.
Now, you take last night, for instance.
Huh?
Being the playboy I am, I took Sue Nell Coonrod to dinner. We went to one of them high-class spots, then off on a mad whirl of the nightclub. Before I could stop myself, $1.30 shot.
Just fluffed your whole week's salary. Didn't cut you short, did it?
Frankly, yes, it did.
Which reminds me to another question.
Another question.
Uh-huh. What would you do with the extra money if I did give you a raise?
Well, that's easy. I'd buy myself a chicken ranch.
Oh. Now, that's ridiculous. You don't know anything about running a chicken ranch.
Oh, I don't, huh?
No.
Well, just test me. Go ahead, test me.
Okay. Now, which is correct? A hen is sitting or a hen is setting?
Who cares? All I bother about is when she cackles, is she laying or lying?
That's just what I thought, Dub. Now, look. Why don't you just forget all of this here nonsense and be happy where you are with what you have? Remember, you can't take it with you.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's why I want to ship a little bit to both places just to play safe.
Well, folks, here's a song that just sort of seems to fit this time of the year. Carl? He ain't working anymore. There's his hoe out in the sun, where he left the row half done.
He said, "Hoe, it ain't no fun."
He ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool. I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool. I'd say no more work for mine. On my door I'd hang a sign, gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Gone fishing, learning fishing worms to swim.
I'm wishing
he was me and I was him.
Wish I had a plane to fly and fly right in the sky.
Gone fishing
instead of just a wishing.
Gone fishing. Gone fishing in the Georgian Bay. And now, folks, I'd like to tell you about one of the strangest things that ever happened to me. A story about a dead man and a riddle with a $60,000 answer.
But to begin at the beginning, I have to go back to one morning several years ago when I answered a knock at my front door. Howdy.
Are you Gene Autry?
That's right.
Good. I got a message for you.
Okay. Come in.
Yeah, thanks. Well, nice place you got here. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all.
Yeah, feels good.
About that message?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. From an old friend of yours, Ben Curlin.
Now, wait a minute.
Huh?
What are you talking about?
Why?
Ben Curlin died at the state penitentiary just last week.
Yeah, I know. You see, Autry, Ben and me were cellmates. Oh? He knew I'd be getting out soon, so a few days before he died, he gave me this envelope and said I should bring it to you.
But I don't get it.
Don't get what?
Why would Curlin want to send me anything? Especially since that he knew that I was the guy responsible for sending him up.
Yeah, Ben was a funny guy. You know, he told me once if it hadn't been you, it would have been somebody else. Said you'd give him the only square break he ever had. Something about taking care of his old man. Well, I guess I better get moving. Got a long way to go yet.
So you won't stay and have a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. Spent 5 years behind bars thinking about the day I'd get back to my wife and kids. Now that I've taken care of this for Ben, the sooner I get home, the quicker those dreams come true.
I don't blame you. By the way, I never did ask your name.
White. Cliff White.
Well, Cliff, thanks a lot. And good luck.
Yeah, same to you. So long.
So long.
Hey, who was that at the door? Hey, what's the matter? Are you deaf or something?
Huh?
I said, who was that at the door?
Oh, just a guy.
I know it was a guy, but... Hey, what's that you're reading?
Well, I can't quite figure it out myself, Johnny. But it's a poem of some kind. A poem from a dead man.
Hey, tell me, Nick. Did you ever hear of a cowboy named Autry?
Are you kidding? That guy's been a thorn in my side for years. Why?
Yeah, that's why I had you meet me here. You know, when I was in jail, my cellmate was a 240 named Ben Curlin.
So he robbed banks. What's that got to do with Autry?
I'm getting to that. You see, Nick Curlin and me got kind of chummy. So when he finds out I'm getting paroled, he gives me a message to deliver to this Autry character.
All right, get to the point.
Okay, the point is this. What he sent Autry was some kind of a code in the form of a poem. Well, I steamed the envelope open, then glued it back up again.
Look, I still don't know what you're driving at.
All right, then listen, will you? When Curlin was picked up for that bank robbery, they never recovered the dough. Over 60,000 bucks worth. You know something else? I'll just bet you an even grand that code tells where it is.
Hey, now this begins to sound more interesting. Let me see the poem.
I give it to Autry.
You gave it? Are you crazy?
Like a fox, Nick. Like a fox. I couldn't break that code, but I'm playing a hunch Autry can.
So then what?
So this. By tonight, he should have that code all figured out.
Yeah, but how do we get it?
An old-fashioned method, Nick. A method known as, persuasion. All right, cowboy, reach.
Hey, what is it?
You'll find out in a minute. Tie him in that chair, Nick.
Right.
And don't try anything funny, mister, because this 45 has a feather trigger.
Yeah, but it hasn't that. By the way, I thought you went home to your wife and kids.
Shut up, will you? I'll tell you when to talk.
Okay, there. He's all tied up nice and tight, Cliff.
Yeah, good. All right, wise guy, where's that bank money hid?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. We know you've cracked Curlin's code. Now, where's that dope?
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, sucker. You asked for it. Hand me that pitcher of water, Nick.
Right here,
yeah. Yeah. Now hold it while I dip this glove in it. There. That ought to do it. Now, Mr. Autry, see how you like the feel of a wet leather glove with a fist inside of it. Yeah, like this. And this. And this. And this.
I don't know how much later it was when I came to, but when I did, it was daylight outside. I looked in the mirror on the wall. Both
My eyes were swollen almost shut. One ear was about twice its normal size, and my face looked like a chunk of raw hamburger. All of which only made me even more anxious to crack Ben Curlin's code. 2 hours later, Johnny and I started to do just that.
1031, a house you'll see, 79 to 43. A bell will tell you what to do. Use 23 instead of 2.
1031. 10 from 31 is 21. 10 plus 31 is 41. 10 times 31 is... Hey, wait a minute, Johnny.
What's the matter?
October is the 10th month.
So what?
Just this. Maybe 1031 means the 31st day of October.
Hey, that's Halloween.
That's it, Johnny. 1031, a house you see, could mean a haunted house.
A haunted house? Look, Gene Autry, there ain't no such thing as haunted houses.
I know they aren't really, Johnny. But some places get that reputation just because they're old and deserted. Like, for instance, Old Man Larkin's place. Why, the kids have been calling that place haunted since the day just after he died, back in 43.
Yeah, but I still don't think...
Holy smoke.
Now what?
Quick, read that second line again.
You mean this 79 to 43.
That's exactly what I mean. Old Man Larkin would have been just about 64 years old when he died. If he was born in... 1879 and died in 1943, that'd figure out just right.
You mean you think that money is hidden somewhere out at Larkin's place?
I don't know for sure, but at least it's something to start on. Keep reading.
Okay, next line is, a bell will tell you what to do. Use 23 instead of 2.
Use 23 instead of 2.
Sounds like 2 football teams and a coach instead of a couple of ping pong players.
A bell... We'll tell you what to do.
This is the dumbest thing I ever heard of. I think I'll go fix me another sandwich.
Hey, wait a minute, Johnny.
Now look what you made.
Oh, forget about that dish. What's the 23rd letter of the alphabet?
How should I know, A is...
Oh, never mind, never mind. I'll tell you. Let's see. W. Now what's the second letter of?
Well, I know that one. It's B.
Okay. Maybe use 23 instead of 2. Means the use of W instead of a B.
Yeah, but use it where?
Why not in the word bell? That way, if we substitute the letter W for the letter B, the word becomes well.
Holy smoke. You suppose that door is hidden in Old Man Larkin's well?
There's only one way to find out, sonny boy. Saddle up the horses and let's go. Should be right behind that clump of trees over there.
Brother, that place sure is run down, ain't it?
Yeah. Nobody lived here since the old man died. Okay, hold it. Grab that rope.
What are you going to do?
Ride down on that bucket and see if we're right.
You're going for a ride, all right, cowboy, but I'm going to watch you now, Reese.
Huh? Who said that?
Well, so it's you again. How's the wife and kids?
Shut up. Get in that bucket.
Okay. Guess I have no other choice.
You're right, you haven't.
Except this bucket. Got him, Johnny.
Why, you...
Not so fast there, bucket. Now drop that gun. Drop it or break your arm off.
Wait, okay. All right.
Better. How you doing, Johnny?
Pretty good, Gene. One more ought to do it. There you are.
Nice going, kid. Let's tie them both up. Get that money out of the well. And then we'll all go back and pay a little visit on the sheriff. Well, Patrick, old boy.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story. How'd you like it?
Boy, oh boy, that was a dilly. Incidentally, Mr. Artery, you know that poem you figured out sort of reminds me of a riddle. You want to hear it?
No.
Okay. What's the difference between a modern woman and an old-fashioned woman? Give up?
All right. I give up. What's the difference between a modern woman and an old-fashioned woman?
Well, an old-fashioned woman darns her husband's socks, and a modern woman socks her darn husband.
That does it, brother. Good night, Patrick. Idea of heaven on earth. Of course, like most songs, it doesn't tell you where to find it, but the ingredients are there just the same. Besides, if you're a dreamer, it makes for some mighty nice dreaming. With someone like you, a pal good and true, I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find a place that's known to God alone. Just a spot to call our own. We'll find perfect peace where joy's never seen. There beneath a kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by. Kindly sky, we'll build a sweet little nest somewhere in the west, and let the rest of the world go by. Until we're back in the